play life better? So as a coach, I help fun, inspiring, driven individuals to create and live a life that they love. And in doing so, in pursuing this life that they love, often what happens is it pulls them out of their comfort zone and it creates obstacles or it creates some challenges along the way. So the idea isn't just to focus on solving problems, it's about living your dream. And in doing so, playing it better. So I want to give you an example of one way that my client was able to play her dream better this week. So she's transitioning from her current job. She's earning really good money, doing a career that's really not in alignment with her anymore. And she's made the decision to lovingly transition into something that's more in alignment, more in terms of where she wants to go. So the challenge that pops up in doing so is communicating with her boss that she wants to basically leave. So how can you play that better? So one way we can play that better is we actually do what's called inner freedom. So this was created by Coach Dave Buck, the CEO of Coachville. And this is something that I love doing with my players. And basically we pre-play the conversation. So not only are we pre-playing it, we're then jumping into what are the subconscious blocks, beliefs that are gonna pop up in that conversation, and we get them out of the way ahead of time. And then what that allows us to do is to then see it out the way you would love it to be. So not only is it just visualizing what you want it to be, it's actually practicing what the conversation's gonna be, play it better, and releasing the limiting beliefs simultaneously. So that's one thing that we were able to do to help her to prepare for the conversation. And for homework, her homework was, okay, script it out. Script out that conversation. And one technique that we could use is the you, me, us. So communicating in terms of them, so their boss, how would their boss feel? And really do it in a way that it's loving. See how they would perceive it. Then you do it as me. So how are you feeling? So I'm so grateful, or whatever it might be. And then the we, because I want to make sure that I'm not leaving you hanging here, or whatever it might be. How can we blah, blah, blah. So that's the second way. She actually scripted out. And then she's going to practice. She's actually going to practice that conversation ahead of time. She's going to practice how she wants to feel, how she wants it to go, how it's going to be received. There's a couple other things we gave her to play it better as well. But really, the key here that I want you to know is that coaching is not just you're just going to sit there and you're just going to hope that things magically happen. You have to be willing to put in the work. And for her, she's willing to practice. It's just like if you want to be better at a sport, you got to put in the time, you got to put in the energy. The difference is this is for her creating her dream life. And the benefits to doing this is that when she's not in that meeting with her boss, she feels empowered. She feels like she's doing it from this place of love, from inspiration. She's able to create this connection and speak from her heart in a way that she otherwise wouldn't have been able to do, which will open up not only opportunities maybe in the future, but also free herself from some of the old patterns of limiting beliefs that if she didn't take the time to dissolve them, she would just recreate them in her next job. So it's actually one of the most time-saving, loving, in my opinion, game-changing things you can do to move your life forward. Not only that, it takes away the anxiety. So if you ever had a big conversation that you have coming up and you're just like, okay, I gotta wait for it, anxiety is often created from inaction. If you're not taking action, it creates this nervousness, this anxiety. So the more action you take, the less anxiety you feel. And for her, she's gonna feel confident going into this. Yes, you're still probably gonna feel some nerves and you're still gonna feel some fear, but you're gonna be able to do it from a different energy. So what I invite you to do is ask yourself, how can I play my life better? What can I start practicing? What can I start incorporating into my life so that I'm playing at a higher level? Because that's really what it's all about. We just want to continue to grow and be able to do it at greater ease and flow and love and have fun along the way. So if this is something that you're interested in, let me know. I'm looking for a couple more players in the next couple weeks. So if this is you, reach out. But in the meantime, just ask yourself, how can I play better?